The red carpet was out on Thursday evening for the Czech premiere of the latest play by the renowned British playwright Tom Stoppard. He was born in Czechoslovakia, and the play, Rock and Roll, is partly set in Prague. It begins with the Soviet crushing of the Prague Spring in 1968 and ends with a Rolling Stones concert at the city's Strahov Stadium in 1990. Ian Willoughby was at the premiere.
Underground rock band The Plastic People of the Universe performing at Prague's National Theatre before the premiere of the Czech version of Tom Stoppard's Rock and Roll. It was their arrest in 1976 that led to the Charter 77 dissident movement, which included future Czech president Václav Havel. Like Havel, The Plastic People are frequently mentioned in the play, which features their music alongside several Western rock songs. Jiří Kabeš is the band's violinist.
I've actually been quite moved by the fact the audience was so enthusiastic and got into it so much. The way the second half reaches a climax, and I'm not just saying this because it ends with us on stage, really works well, I think.
The premiere of Rock and Roll was a hot ticket in Prague, with the play sold out sometime in advance. Some of those lucky enough to get in gave me their impressions of the Czech version.
I liked separate talks and interviews and speeches, but I must say I didn't understand the whole thing. I just didn't. But I enjoyed it.
Do you think he captured the real dissident world at all?
I don't think so.
Somebody was saying earlier that this play could have been written by a Czech person, but finally it's been written by an Englishman.
It's true that no good play has been written by a Czech author, but I don't think this is a good play either.
I did like it. And I did like it because National Theatre is a special place. The Plastic are a special group. And just being here is a perfect feeling. The play is a good play. And I did like the actors, I did like the text, I did like the music, I loved it, and I was happy to see how the audience reacted.
Sir Tom Stoppard himself joined the cast on stage at the end of Rock and Roll, to huge applause. He was born in the Czech town of Zlín, but left at the age of two, and speaks no Czech. But that didn't prevent the world-famous playwright from enjoying the Czech language premiere.
Well, I was very excited to be coming here at all, and I was very excited by the production, and the whole thing has been a really memorable evening for me personally, and I'm very pleased.
What about the audience reaction? Did they laugh in different parts at different moments?
The audience reaction was fascinating because they did react differently in different parts. They laughed at things which were special to the Czech experience, and I found that was perhaps the most fascinating thing about the evening for me, though, frankly, I enjoyed the whole thing.
And Tom Stoppard said the moment when the Plastic People appeared on stage at the end of the Czech version of Rock and Roll was one of the greatest moments of his career.